This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's right. It is Dirty's Daily, although Clint is not in today. Luke is in the building, but we will hold it down. As you know, Dirty's Daily is powered by Mo Karam Injury Lawyers. Hard as hell to say. Easy to dial. 281-222-2222. So have a good time with it. We appreciate it. And obviously, we'll try to hold it down for Clint. Luke, I think it's time for maybe Dana to do this young man a solid. I think it's time. I think he needs a change of scenery. And now, fellas, Chaz, formerly known as WBC, you can't. You cannot. You quit breaking that. Stop. Cut it off. Formerly known as WBC. This is the last straw. Damn it, he has hit the IL now off a check swing. I'm not saying we've never seen that before.
You'll come at me about white boy Chaz.
But Chaz is just, this is where Chaz is now, man. He ain't getting a lot of playing time. And now he's going straight to the IL off a damn check swing. Something you do all the time. Listen, I don't know how long he's going to be out, Luke. I felt this way for a minute. I think Chaz McCormick is in maybe baseball depression. And I think he is clearly someone that needs a new team, a change of scenery, something different.
Well, and this is not good.
And it looks like he is not going to get his opportunity here. And I stand by saying I can understand if he feels like he hasn't gotten a complete fair shake here. I think he played a couple of years in a row in which it seemed like he deserved to have the opportunities that Jake Myers has gotten, but hell, it hadn't happened. And now
I screwed it up.
He has now put himself in a position where he doesn't give anybody any reason to feel like they gotta put him on the field. And it's over. I think it was over. And I think it's over, and I think Dana and company needs to trade him, needs to move on. And I think it would work out and be good for both parties, right? Like, you don't feel the need, like Joe Espada feels the need to try to get him at bats every once in a while and do stuff like this. You got other guys on the bench. I think it's time for Chaz to move on.
Yeah, I could get behind that. He might prefer that. I mean, he's only started 13 games this year, and he hasn't played a ton, but the numbers aren't terrible. I mean, they're better than last year. That might not be saying much, but I'm surprised by the kind of lack of role or lack of opportunities they have given to him consistently so far this year. I was always a Chaz guy. I hope he could get back to it.
I am too.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of sad to see, but And then from the Astros' perspective, they're kind of in an interesting spot now, too, with these call-ups here lately where you got a bunch of these young guys where, obviously, DeCenzo was on the IL and was already here, but Cam Smith was already here. And then you call up, you know, Jacob Melton, the number two prospect. And
he can play center field. And
so, and you call up even, you know, 4A Shea. And so you have these guys.
A great nickname. It is. He is 4A Shea.
I hope that was not casual of you, but that was strong.
And I don't know if he could throw the ball to first base from third base, if you remember. What was that game? He had like three or four errors, throwing errors from third base. All right, 4A Shea, sorry. That was too good to just keep on rolling through.
Well, we'll see. Our third continues for Shea.
Yeah, and we'll see what he could do this time.
Sorry, I had to get that one in there.
They're kind of in this interesting spot with these young guys. And if these young guys start producing, you know, it'll squeeze out some of the quote-unquote veterans. And especially if Melton does play well with this opportunity given to him, then yeah, what do you need Chaz McCormick for? He becomes, replaceable.
I think everybody likes him, but who was it a few years back that just, you felt like just a kind of a negative, just a negative feel. They got, and they moved on from somebody. There's somebody they had in the locker room that just felt like it was just a negative feel. I forgot who it was several years ago, but they moved on from the player. And I feel like the Astros are kind of in that spot right now. It's Abreu. Like the negative feel, like everybody liked him, but it was just a negative just feel of like, man, we got to. Like, you feel like you're walking around on eggshells, and maybe you get overly excited on things you shouldn't get that excited about that he does, like opposite field, CNI singles. Like, you shouldn't. I think Chaz can still play in the league.
Mm-hmm.
I just think Chaz needs to get away from here. Like, I know Chaz won't ever say it, but I know Chaz has to look at Jake and say, what, how? How did I just lose all of this? I've lost the ability to be a platoon player. And his play deserves it. Some people are texting in, Chaz is ass. Chaz has been ass. Trade his ass.
Let's take it easy, though, all right? Let's take it easy. This is Chaz McCormick, whose body was imprinted onto that warning track in one of the greatest playoff play-by-plays you'll ever see for the Houston Astros.
Yeah, I'm with you, Champ Slice. Chaz does need to get away from the doctors, though. That whatever happened to that chick swing, man? Yeah, you might wanna pull another thought on that. So
head up
damn,
to
Chaz,
the minute
man. I just think both parties. You explain it from the Astros' perspective, and he just needs a fresh start, a different uniform, somewhere else. Hell. Send him to the Rays. Send him somewhere he'll get a chance to play and doesn't have this cloud of Jake Myers took my job.
Yeah.
Written all over.
I know, because, I mean, obviously he was good in 2023. Last year dealt with some injuries, wasn't the same guy. This year, like I said, has only made 13 starts. I think if he does go somewhere that gives him an opportunity to play or maybe can try to alter something with him, I think there's still a lot of talent or potential left there, but just maybe not in Houston.
Yeah. All right. As we continue Dirty's Daily here, and it is powered by Mo Karam Injury Lawyers, Deion Sanders back at it. He had a conversation with Asante Samuel. First off, those two needed to iron out a few things that they had between each other by themselves. But they started discussing his son, Shedeur Sanders. And Deion was a little hot under the collar about him being the narrative, as he said, about him being unprepared for interviews and unprepared for the draft process. And in particular, as he said, you think he went in there and wore headphones over his head? Get the hell out of here, man. These kids don't do it. I just look at it from the standpoint of, now he's like finally come out and spoke to this. I don't know. It seems like most people have come to the conclusion that he acted a complete fool in these interviews. And that is why he got it. And plus, we've heard a bunch of reports now that Deion is obviously refuting. But I do wonder, like, what was... Because, like, we would understand, it would be crazy that someone would go into these interviews with headphones on and go and, like would be that disrespectful. What is the reasoning that, I mean, it'd be bold. It'd be really bold. What is the reasoning that it seemed like most people just just bought it. And maybe I'm off of that. It feels like most people just believed that that's how it actually went down. Do you think Shadur has given us a reason to feel like he would go in and be like that disrespectful, like that over the top in the process? Because I don't think he's done. I mean, he's done some things, right? Showed the watch to the coach.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's going in with who his parents are, his father is, what they've had in the league, that he's going in, man. I'm going to put these headphones on, man. I ain't going to listen to nothing you got to say.
Well, I think just the idea of him being like arrogant and some, you know, many believing entitled as well. So I think that's where those stories fit in line with those characteristics of supposedly one team said that he took a FaceTime call in the middle of their meeting and continued with the FaceTime call.
Dude, I mean, seriously, like, that's crazy.
It's obnoxious. That's ridiculous.
Like, can you name athletes? Not because I think there are. Name athletes that you would listen. You would right now if you heard the story. That guy took a face call in the middle of a very important meeting job interview. Antonio Brown comes to mind.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Like that. Like that's really like. It's the same thing, and I know some people hate this when I bring this up with Eric Bieniemy, and they say it was a bad interview. Like, God, honest, like, what have those guys done to make you believe that guy would take a FaceTime call in front of the owner, the head coach, and the GM? That guy would come in, Deion's kid, guy would come in, headphones on during it. Like, some of these sounded so outlandish. It was just, like, I could get and believe that he would go in there and come off as arrogant, come off as, hey, you better take me. Come off as in the, what did Tom Brady tell Bob Kraft? This is the best decision you've ever made in your life. Like,
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
I could see the feelings of that. But to think that, like someone texted in, he did fall for a reason. I get what was said. But like that is Antonio Brown crazy to do the stuff that he was accused of. And there, like, that kid ain't done it. There's nothing to make you just think, well, you know what? I think he did it.
In our warm prayers.
But I think the fact that he did fall so far, I think that provides validity that you...
Well, something happened.
Right, yeah. Right. Like that text, you're looking for answers, so then that makes these stories more believable. The one, I guess, that is certainly believable because they put a name to it was the Brian Daboll at the Giants where he just like wasn't prepared. So maybe it was more of that than it was taking a FaceTime call, so on and so forth. But, yeah, the fact that he fell, the fact that many view him as having characteristics that probably fit those stories or that profile, I think that makes those believable. If you tried to tell those stories about, I don't know, even Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, pick like your typical hardworking household name, fan favorite, it wouldn't seem so believable because it just doesn't seem like it fits his characteristics or what he's represented publicly.
Text line coming through, Dion would do it. No, he would not. Dion's got some. Go check out some of those rules that he has for his players at Colorado and Jackson State. He's got some old school rules that he doesn't allow his players. Someone texted in Johnny Football. Honest to God, I don't think Johnny Manziel would do that.
Yeah,
I ring baby.
Like God, like that is insane. Johnny did some stuff.
I'm a party boy.
And it going into. I don't think, Tyler, and you know, I don't think Johnny Manziel's coming in, foot on the desk, foot on the table, headphones in. Hey, guys, hold on just a second here. Let me take this call real quick. Let me FaceTime this.
No, man, that's what made Money Manziel what he was. He was damn good at hiding overall. He was damn good at hiding what he was truly kind of doing in his own life. Like almost every day. And that's what made him Manziel, and what made him terrifying is that he could walk into a room and convince you and coaches like he's your QB1. Like, all right, he's got his stuff together. He was just a freak.
Yeah, I mean, he may have done every drug under the sun.
He did.
He may have drank all of those. But Johnny Manziel wasn't going into the room to meet with Andy Reid and the Chiefs with his feet up on the desk and saying, here, man, I got to take this call. I got to take this call right here. Antonio Brown may have.
Yeah, Antonio Brown may have.
Antonio Brown may have late.
But the best example of what I was trying to say there, I feel like I did a poor job, but like the peak of his, the Manziel mania, whenever he was nightly coming off the football field and going living wild, they were having him on College Game Day like regularly as a guest. I mean, you just go watch those interviews. You know in that moment he is in a bad season of life for him. But you would have never known on the set of College Game Day talking with Coach Corso and them.
Yeah. I was led to believe Eric Bieniemy was in there doing lines of coke in a wife beater.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.